to your friends and to your neighbors. My personal difficulties and grief have come at a difficult time for all Chicagoans. And this difficult time demands a reevaluation of our programs and progress. In the cold days of January and February, I took a hard look at our administration. As a result, I am establishing a new commitment to the needs of the people. The neighborhoods of our city in the area of public services, be they garbage collection, snow removal, street repair, transportation, or any of the myriad of services which people expect and have a right to expect from their mayor, and which must be addressed 365 days a year. An old saying is, we all learn from our mistakes. I've made them, and I freely admit it. But I am determined that I and my administration will learn from these mistakes. I am committed to this city and to its future because I want to make it a better place for you and your families and for mine. In the last days of this primary campaign, I want you to know that I will expend all the time and effort possible, subject to the contingencies of my mother's illness, to take my message to the voters, because I believe it is vital to the future of the people of the city of Chicago. And I want to thank all of you for keeping up the great tradition of our city and our party. Thank you, God bless you, and good luck to all.
To live in, I just owe it to her to come here.
What do you make of the various polls and what they're showing?
Well, I don't have time to worry about reading polls or analyzing them. The only poll that really counts is the one on election day, so that's the poll that will give the verdict.
Mr. Mayor, when you talk about mistakes you've made.
Well, we go ahead and we work every day, and we have a record of accomplishment for the past 2 years that, in my opinion, in the judgment of those who make endorsements and those who evaluate candidates, is that it has been a fine record and worthy of support.
Mr. So Mayor,
I'm sure that the people understand that.
When you talk about mistakes you've made, what do you mean, sir?
Well,
what could you do differently?
When you go to school, you don't get 100% in every subject. You know, if you got 100% in everything, you'd be one of the unusual people that attended school. So anywhere from 70 to 100 is passing. And some, we've did 100. Others, we did 99%. Some, we only had a 70%.
What mistakes, Mayor, did you make?
Well, we have opportunities to make improvements. And I think that one of the things that has never been a policy of the city of Chicago for the entire history of the city of Chicago is to plow and clear residential streets. Arterial streets were the only ones that received any priority. I think that the time has come, and I am going to espouse and fight for a total plowing and snow removal program in every area of the city, be it residential or arterial street. And I think that the people want it, the people expect it, and we're going to give it
Mr.
to them.
Mr. Mayor, aren't you a little bit late with your admissions that there were wrongs?
No, I've talked in the past about this, and Obviously, anyone who says he's never made a mistake is really a person who's never done anything. And Lord knows we've all made them. You've made them, I've made them, and we'll both continue to make them. But the important thing is, the important thing is that we learn from our past experiences.
Do you believe the polls that show Jane Byrne?
Well, I hope to be active. Again, it depends on the condition of my mother, and we just go hour by hour now, and we have to make our plans on that basis.
Mr. Mayor, do you believe that Jane Byrne is in fact running as close to you as the polls show?
The only thing we concern ourselves with is the poll on February 27th.
Thank you.
Work.
In years gone by, a banner hung from this stage, and emblazoned on it were the words, work, work, work. Let us join now. Let us join together and get some of the spirit that we've had in past years. And as if the words of Mayor Daley were echoing through this hall now, work, work, work between now and Tuesday, and we'll all be proud of Mike Volandik for four more years and keep Chicago strong. Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, our mayor, Michael A. Volandik.
Well, I think she's going to want to win substantially. You know, the larger the margin, certainly the more of a mandate there is. And, you know, everybody wants to go in with a mandate.
Having been her strategist for a while now, what do you see as her key problems in going into the administration? She'll have a lot of them, but what do you see as the real big one?
Well, I think the largest single problem, although I don't know what I define as a problem, is developing a working coalition with the city council.
And keeping it all together, really.
Right.
Do you think she'll have trouble? Her constituency is so diverse. There's so many people in there, a la Governor Walker.
Daley's constituency was diverse. President Roosevelt's constituency was diverse, and they did pretty well.
Don, already this is so different here than it was a month ago. There's twice as many security people, people who haven't even been here for most of the campaign. What kind of difference do you feel now? You must have a whole different attitude today.
Well, obviously, we're going in wondering only about the size of the margin and not whether or not.
And how does that feel for you, having fought for a long time to do this?
Very good.
Use some patience now. You can't accomplish everything you want to do on day one.
We're starting on day one if I win, let me tell you. You'll have a lovely press conference on day one.
Is that plan of yours for day one? Does that mean immediately resignations from the department heads and realigning things right off?
We're not going to have any uproar in the transition period. But what I say we're going to do is every neighborhood in Chicago is going to know who their ward superintendent is day one.
How? How will they know that?
That's what we're going to tell you on day one.
Anything else you want to tell us about day one?
No, that's enough now.
Save your surprises for the
17th. It'll be good. I can tell you it'll be good.
Thank you. 2, 3.
Oh, that's what I'm talking
about. 60% they were saying.
They did hit 60.
I heard 60, yeah.
Did the Board of Elections say that, though? Huh? Done? Oh, well.
Yeah, I caught in on TV, and I didn't hear whether it was a quote from someone else. 60 is what they were talking.
In certain wards, the Democratic precinct captains are trying, not in fact pushing you, but even pushing Wallace Johnson to kind of humble you in a way. Your reaction to that, and will you be looking at the ward-by-ward totals and what will happen to those ward committeemen and so on?
I've heard rumors about that, too. I don't know if that's true. We didn't even bother to check it, because if it's being done, it's being done. I think that I did hear that it was happening. If that's how people want to play, that's the way they play. I think it's very small, very insincere, and it's certainly not a way of saying that you want one Chicago to work together. And I think if you put your hand out to somebody and you shake it, and then you take it and you wipe off the intent of the handshake and do deceitful things, then you have to be prepared to not get the hand put out again.
Well, what'll happen to those committeemen?
Well, I don't know about the committeemen. I don't even know who they are. It could just be general rumors that we're talking about. We'll know when the vote comes in.
And what'll happen?
Nothing. Nothing. I'll just know.
And you'll use that in the future?
We'll have to see. I hope it didn't happen.
Jane, you said yourself that it was awfully difficult for a lot of people to turn around. You heard a lot of committeemen say that when you made appearances in various wards. Would you attribute some of this maybe to the lingering effects of your primary upset and that maybe it will wear off, or do you think somebody's really digging a tunnel under you already?
I don't know, Bob, how deep it is or how far it's gone or if it in fact did happen. We won't know till it's over. I would hope that that isn't the case.
What are your thoughts tonight, Jane? Is this kind of anticlimactic for you?
Nope, it isn't, because just the things that you're describing here, you keep in the back of your mind throughout the whole time. You do today, waiting even for the results to come in. You know, you're thinking to yourself that some people might be doing things like this. I went through it in the primary, and we survived. And I said before, you know, that the people spoke. And I think out of this, if they want to play small games and the people still speak, as Mayor Daley used to say, if you win by one vote, you win. And that's what they ought to remember.
How do you feel about it?
Can you give us some idea of what your early priorities will be when you sit behind that desk at City Hall?
Yes, neighborhoods. Improving the neighborhoods.
Specifically how?
Oh, I think very easily. Good basic housekeeping, first of all. The parks are loaded with debris from the wintertime. I mean, the snow was all thrown. Garbage, rats, dog packs. The alleys are full of garbage on the south side, on the west side. And even on the north side, improving the services is the number one first thing you'll see me do.
You have some of that in your plan that you announced.
Being in a financial deficit situation, will you go in there right away and get an audit done and clear that?
We plan, if I win, we plan to have an audit, yes. And we also plan to ask Carter to help us with snow removal money.
Do you have any further thoughts, Jane, about that deficit? Have you gotten any more information that will shed any more light on it?
No, I understand. I wasn't in today because we campaigned today, too. But the, Ed Bedour called the office today. The transition is beginning, as you know,
yes,
with Quinlan and Lumisati and Bill Griffin. And they're all going over there. And so I think we will be seeing those things very shortly.
What
about Ed Bedour did pledge that we would get an honest story, and he would work in any way that he could with us.
What about a talent search? What jobs are the key ones that you must fill or search for immediately?
If I'm elected, I would search for a police commissioner, new commissioner of health, commissioner of consumer affairs, corporation counsel at some time. There's no rush on Bill Quinlan. I think that's about it.
CTA board chairman?
Well, those are all boards. We've already made a decision on the boards that they will either be broadened or the resignation. In fact, we were told by the corporation counsel the other day that automatically, with the outgoing mayor, so go all the commissionerships. And they're checking the statute to see whether or not the board positions also go. But there really will be no commissioners or superintendents in Chicago, with the exception of Arnold, when the mayor leaves.
Your political strategist, Dr. Rose, said that the most challenging thing, the toughest thing, will be keeping your fragile coalition together, meaning the people that make up your base of support, particularly getting along with the city council. What do you think will be the biggest?
Well, I think we can start off first by saying that Don Rose is not my political strategist and
okay,
never was. And I'm not saying that to you.
That's
it's just
right.
That I keep reading it and I keep saying I had one person. My brother was campaign manager. Don Rose did place commercials. I don't intend to have a problem keeping it together because I campaigned on what I meant. And I will continue to mean it, and therefore I will continue to do it.
You don't think it's going to be difficult keeping your coalition together? There are so many diverse people who comprise it.
No, I think if you, they helped me, and I found out what they needed. And it's diverse, but so are all the needs. The needs in North Austin are not similar to Uptown. Uptown's not similar to Lawndale. Any areas, they all have different needs, and so do people. And I think what you have to do is respond to their needs.
Jane, can you shed some light on your phone call, we understand you made to some members of the city council over the weekend? The rumor around City Hall was that you were using influence in the selection of future chairman of key committees. Is that true?
I read that in the paper, and I said to myself, you know, I don't know how these stories get in. I called no committeeman. I called no alderman.
Three promises during this campaign: more city services, better city services, a contract for police and firemen, and yet you're going to cut the head tax. There, a lot of things don't seem to jive together. How are you going to keep all your promises?
Zero-based budgeting, number one. Not filling jobs with attrition. Cutting down on the awarding of contracts, because I don't think we need them. If the people in the departments are doing the job and they're being paid a good salary to perform and do the jobs, then why do you have to have an outsider come in and tell those people how to do it? I think you can save right there. You're over, well, I don't have the figures in front of me, but we've already looked pretty deeply into what's been going on there, and that's how we're going to do it.
And you
what
don't see it being
problems?
A problem keeping
no.
all those conflicting promises?
No.
What about the problems already?
You know, to me, that's the way it is. Huh?
The problems are already predicted because of the snow removal that services will have to be cut this summer. Are you taking that sort of as a given?
If I'm elected, and the president did call before and state that he would help in any way that he could, and he would like to help the new administration, and I'm going to tick him up on it, and I'm going to ask to see if we can get federal funds to pay the deficit on snow removal.
Even beyond what they've already promised?
Yes, beyond what they've already promised.
Jane, having served under the late Mayor Daley, having seen him on the other side of the desk, now you're going to be in the same groups to know what they are.
I think the night that I went to the 11th Ward probably was a very sobering night. I mean, they had the film. You saw all that he did, and you know, and I think everybody knows, that he was a man. No one will ever equal him. He ran the city well, and it's a tremendous task. And I think as you saw him in the film that they showed, his young years right to his old years, and the way he was with Kissinger, the way he was with Nixon, the way he was with Kennedy, he was what I think the movie that influenced me a lot always was, A Man for All Seasons. And I think Mayor Daley was a man for all seasons. I think whoever sits in that chair has to learn to be a person for all seasons.
Do you want to be like him?
I want to be what the people want me to be. A good mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. A great pleasure at this point in time to say that the my high honor and great pleasure at this point in time to say that the Morley race has concluded. Wallace Johnson very graciously is here and extended his congratulations to the next mayor of the city of Chicago, Jane Byrne. It would appear at this point in time that the race will conclude somewhere about 5-1. A tremendous victory for a very gracious woman, young lady, and girl. Now, I took in all three categories there because I have been criticized for my reference to her. But however you may care to classify her that way, she is the mayor of the city of Chicago, Jane Byrne.
I would particularly like to take this time to thank first the people who came out and did it one more time. I think that was the most important part of it, is that you wouldn't ever want to take office and think that it was just a snowfall. But the snowfall is gone and the people still came out. I'm very grateful to the people of the city of Chicago. I'm also very grateful to the chairman of the Democratic Party of Cook County and the City Central Committee, Mr. George Dunn. I think that working together, and I'm sure of this, that the city will definitely get moving again. It can't lose with Cecil Partee and Walter Kozubowski. But I do think the precedent has been set. Since the primary, I think we explained every issue to all sides of the people that might ask questions regarding the Democratic Party and the people who originally voted in the primary. We campaigned on the theme of One Chicago. I think it came true tonight, and I will be more than happy to take the advice of the coalition that put me in as mayor, the chairman of the party, and the people in the neighborhoods. Thank you very, very much.
Those who would suggest that perhaps for the next 4 years in office you will be looking over your shoulder. How do you feel and what do you say to those people who might suggest that?
You always look over your shoulder. Always
do. And it doesn't bother you at all.
May I have the pleasure of presenting Jane Byrne's very beautiful daughter.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Can we get you in front of the microphones again to ask some questions?
Well, no, there'll be no questions here tonight. No. And Jane Byrne's husband, whom you all know, I'm sure, Jay McMillan. Jay?
Do I have another one?
I'm glad my wife finally found work.
Now, it's my great pleasure to present to you the next city treasurer, a man who needs no introduction to the people of the state of Illinois, the city of Chicago, Cecil Partee.
Thank you. Thank you very much, George. This has been a very great day for the mayor, for Walter Kozubowski, and for myself. I hope that it has also been a great day for the people. I think that it will be. We're going to work very hard towards making it a great day in the futuristic look for Chicago. We're going to work very hard, just as hard as we did through the campaign for Chicago. I'm delighted to see this overwhelming victory for our mayor.
Thank you all very much. They put a box up here to stand on, but I think I can talk better down here. I want to thank everybody in this room and all the people of the city of Chicago who did it twice. Once last February and again today. You know, I thought a lot of people might say if we didn't get a big vote, it was only the snow. But I think you can tell the snow's been gone and the people of Chicago spoke again, and I'm tremendously grateful. I'm grateful to the Democratic Party who helped me, to the independent Republicans who helped me, to the independent Democrats who helped me, and to everybody who made it truly a One Chicago. I hope that we've formed something now that we've been talking about for the past 5 weeks, working together, improving the city services, improving the integrity, and turning the city of Chicago into a new renaissance. Renaissance for its people, its neighborhood, and its spirit. Thank you all very much. Thank you. I'd like you to meet my daughter, Kathy. My husband, Jay. You're popular. Steve McMullen. And I have to tell you that just about everybody else up here is family. My nephews, my nieces. Where is he? I can't even see him. Come on. My father. Thank you. You got a pretty good hand. My brother Ed, who was my general chairman, and he's back there somewhere. Can you raise your hand, Edward? My brother Bill, who came in from California, is back here. My sister Jill Wolf and her husband Jim. Donna Fitzpatrick, my other sister, and her husband John. Carol Sexton, my other sister, and her sons.
Now you know where she got all those votes.
And my mother-in-law from my first husband, William Byrne, Mrs. Byrne, who came in all the way from Ohio for this night. My staff members who are up here, Idell Good, who everybody knows, and what Idell Good did. Noriko, I think she's up here somewhere. Noriko, Chicago's great fashion designer, who, by the way, did my suit. Thank you. Mary Hughes, prominent woman with the RTA. They say she, I don't know. Somebody was telling me that she's going to be a lot more prominent. I don't know, but I heard that she was. My cousin, Shelmerdine Hogan, and her husband, Tom, who did a lot of the legal work throughout the campaign. And then last but not least, everybody in this room. It has been a great night for Chicago. I hope that everybody here will always remember what we started the winter of 79. And I hope you'll never let the spirit stop ever again. Thank you all very, very much. Thank you. very much. I forgot little John. He was down here on the bottom.
Enough, you're right here. We like it.